I'm not pulling in my driveway. We all know what that means. It's time for another drive to work, coronavirus edition. Okay, so today, I'm going to talk about one of my favorite creature types, oozes. So it turns out there are 32 oozes in magic. My podcast is about 30 minutes, so I'm going to see if I can talk about every ooze in magic. That's my goal today. Okay, so we're going to start with primordial ooze. I'm going chronologically, by the way. So primordial ooze is the very first ooze. It showed up in Legends, which was the third expansion, the first large expansion. So primordial ooze costs a single red mana for a 1/1. Clearly, it's an ooze. Primordial ooze attacks each combat of Fable. At the beginning of your upkeep, put a +1/+1 counter on primordial ooze. Then you may pay X, where X is the number of +1/+1 counters on it. If you don't, tap primordial ooze, and it deals X damage to you. So by the way, I'm reading the Oracle text and not the actual card text, just because it is fun sometimes when you look at the original text. Like the original text real quick in this one, I'm not going to do this on all the cards, but must attack each turn if possible, gains +1/+1 at end of your upkeep, use counters, then pay 1 per counter on or ooze deals 1 damage to you for each counter and becomes tapped. Interestingly, if you had asked a trivia question, where did the first ooze show up? I don't think someone would, like, red is not what people would guess. There's a lot more green. Oozes show up in green, black, and red primarily. In fact, all the oozes are at least one of those colors other than Hanweird, the Writhing Township, but we'll get to that. But anyway, other than that, they're all red, green, or black. I mean, some of them are multicolored, are more than just red, green, or black. But anyway, so primordial ooze was definitely playing into the trope of crazy out-of-control ooze, a la, like, The Blob or something. I know that Steve Conrad, the man who made Legends, was a big fan of Dungeons & Dragons, and there are lots of oozes in Dungeons & Dragons. So I believe this was inspired by some monster they faced in a dungeon somewhere. Okay. Next, Mwanvali ooze. So this is from Weatherlight. So Mwanvali ooze costs a single green mana. It's 1+*, 1+*. Not a lot of creatures have that stat. Cune of upkeep 2. So at the beginning of your upkeep, put an age counter on this permanent, then sacrifice it unless you pay 2 for each age counter on it. Mwanvali ooze's power and toughness are each equal to 1 plus twice the number of age counters on it. Aye, aye, aye. We would not make this card anymore. Okay, so first off, Cune of upkeep was first introduced in Ice Age. It was made by the East Coast playtesters, and for a while, it was just something, magic for a while, just like, it was an evergreen ability, cumulative upkeep. And the idea is, it just makes you keep paying more. It was loosely based. Richard had made, what card did Richard make? Richard made a card that essentially had cumulative upkeep. Stasis, by the way, kind of has cumulative upkeep because the lands don't untap. So the fact that each turn you have to pay one more is kind of like it's an extra cost if the lands don't untap. So this is Weatherlight. I think they were playing around the idea of something that just gets very big. So its power toughness is 1+ is last paid cumulative upkeep. Oh, I see. So you pay 2 and then you pay 4 and then you pay 6. So the Oracle text is just saying, well, it's doubled +1. This card was a lot cleaner. The original card was a little cleaner looking, but it's definitely complicated in sort of tracking what it does. This was made, so Weatherlight was one of the first, technically Tempest started design first, because it was a large set, but it came out after Weatherlight. But Weatherlight was probably the second set made inside of R&D that wasn't made external. Up until Tempest and Weatherlight, all sets were made by outside groups, and we just worked on them inside. Weatherlight was the first released set that we had worked on internally. It's just kind of a ooze going out of control, and the idea with this one, the community of upkeep, is you got to keep paying for it. Okay, next. Chaotic Goo. This is the first ooze I made. Chaotic Goo is 2 red-red for a 0/0 creature. Chaotic Goo enters the battlefield with 3+1/+1 counters on it. At the beginning of your upkeep, you may flip a coin. If you win the flip, put a +1 counter on Chaotic Goo. If you lose the flip, remove a +1/+1 counter from Chaotic Goo. So I was playing around with the idea that whether it shrank or grew was random. That's why you're flipping a coin. And the idea is it starts as a 3/3, so you have to lose 3 more than you win for it to die. So that can happen, but it doesn't happen a lot, statistically speaking. But one of the things about it was, oh, you never know how big it is. And this is me really playing into sort of the unknown nature of it. Obviously, it's in red and it's coin flipping. Interesting note that at this point, we're three in and there's two red ones and one green one. So oozes early on a little more red. I think that we liked playing in the chaotic nature of them. But oozes will soon become more of a green-based thing. But anyway, I made this. Tempest was my first set that I both led the design team and was the first design team I was on. And I made this just because I liked the idea of... I've always been kind of a coin flip fan. I like a little more randomness, and so that was me just trying to make a random ooze. Okay, next. In Scourge was Consumptive Goo. So black for 1/1, creature ooze, of course. 2 black, target creature gets -1/-1 until end of turn, put a +1/+1 counter on Consumptive Goo. So once again, you'll notice that a lot of the oozes are really playing in the top-down ooze space. So this is black, and the idea that the ooze eats you. And so it eats you, and it gets bigger as it eats you, is sort of the flavor going with it. It's our first black ooze. And this is fun. I like that one of the fun things about Magic is you can take a lot of different concepts and just play around with them differently. Like, I like that oozes can be kind of wild and out of control, or random, or corrosive. There's a lot of different ways to do that, which I think is cool. Okay, next up is Ancient Ooze, from Scourge. Ancient Ooze is 5 green, star, first power toughness. It's an ooze. They're all oozes. I guess I don't have to say there's an ooze. Ancient Ooze's power and toughness are each equal to the total converted mana cost of other creatures you control. So the idea is, well, for starters, is this to say other, each other? Okay, so it's a 7-drop. It doesn't count itself, but it counts other things. So the idea is by the time you get a 7-drop, and then, because it's counting converted mana cost, look, the thing can be pretty big. That's why it's a 7-drop. It could be a really, really big creature. So this is definitely playing in kind of the super giant ooze sort of flavor. So Scourge, if you had the trivia question is, the first set to have ooze was Legends. The first set to have 2 oozes was Scourge. So I don't know how many people will get that trivia question right. Okay, next up in Darksteel, Mephitic Ooze, 4 and a black for a 0/5. Mephitic Ooze gets +1/+0 for each artifact you control. Whenever Mephitic Ooze deals combat damage to a creature, destroy that creature can't be regenerated. Okay, so this is prior to Death Touch being a thing, although one of the reasons we made Death Touch in Future Sight was every time we wrote it, we'd write it slightly differently. I destroy 9 walls, I destroy 1 unblocked, and we wanted to tighten it up. The reason this cares about artifacts is we're sitting in the middle of original Mirrodin block. Mirrodin block had a artifact theme, obviously, and black just kind of liked having artifacts as one of the themes we played up in black. And so the idea here essentially is I get bigger for sort of the things I eat, the artifacts I have, but then I'm also deadly. You know, I'm a black ooze, so I'm poisonous, so stay out of my way. I think I made that one. So far, we're 6 in. We have 2 red, 2 green, and 2 black. Next up, we have Vile Bile from Unhinged. So Vile Bile costs 1 and a black. It's a 2.5/2.5. You heard me. This is Unhinged. Whenever a player's skin or fingernail touches Vile Bile, that player loses 2 life. So one of the interesting rulings... So this card was made in Unhinged. The idea that was funny is it's an ooze that's caustic. So touching, literally physically touching it causes you damage. I had to make a ruling on this card that you only lose life if you touch it, not if it touches you, because people were chasing people around game stores with it. And I was trying to say, okay, that's not the intent of the card. But anyway, I was just trying to, this is very much a top-down ooze. And I'm like, what? I'm in Silver Border World. What fun things can I do with that? And so the idea of it harming you if you touch it is kind of fun. Okay, next up, Snot. Snot is also from Unhinged. Green, so it's star squared. I think that's the first card to do that. You may have Snot enter the battlefield stuck to another creature named Snot. If you do, all those creatures form a single creature. Snot's power and toughness are each equal to the square of the number of cards named Snot stuck together to form it. And then reminder text says, 1 is a 1-1, 2 are a 4-4, 3 are a 9-9, and 4 are 16-16. If you manage to get minus 1 Snot stuck together, it's a 1-1. So anyway, that extra reminder text was not on the original card. They just added on the Oracle. Not often do we add extra reminder text on Oracle. This card does that. So the cool thing about this card was I was trying to riff off of BFM. So rather than make two cards you have to play together, it's one card, but you can play the one card with itself. And the art was made so the right side goes off the card, but links to the left side. So you can literally put them together and it makes a thing. If you look at the art, it's a lot of fun. There's a lot of references to Unglued and other Unhinged cards in this thing. That the ooze is eating things from other uncards. It's just kind of fun. This card, by the way, is one of the earliest cards to mess with kind of where Meld went. This is kind of BFM and Snot are kind of early Meld experiments going on in the unsets. Okay, next, Necroplasm. So Necroplasm is from Ravnica, City of Guilds. It's one black for a 1-1. At the beginning of your upkeep, put a +1/+1 counter on Necroplasm. At the beginning of your end step, destroy each creature with a converted mana cost equal to the number of +1/+1 counters on Necroplasm. Dredge 2. So this is a creature where it's slowly destroying things as it grows bigger. So basically, we had made a card similar to this before that was an artifact, and this was playing in similar space, but as a black card. Also, in Ravnica, the oozes showed up in Golgari. So the other one is Bioplasm. So these were made, I'm pretty sure they were made as mirrors of each other, although they cost different things. But Bioplasm's 3GG for 4/4. Whenever Bioplasm attacks, exile the top card of your library. If it's a creature card, Bioplasm gets +X/+Y until end of turn, where X is the exiled creature's power and Y is its toughness. There are not a lot of magic cards that have +X/+Y. And in fact, this might be the only one. But anyway, the idea is it's sort of kind of eating things and getting bigger based on what it's eating. And the two oozes are in the Golgari color, since those are the oozes are at most at home in Ravnica. Okay, next, from Dissension, Experiment Kraj. 2GG, it's a legendary creature ooze mutant. So it's the first ooze that is something in addition to being an ooze. It's a 4/6. Experiment Kraj has all activated abilities of each other creature with a +1/+1 counter on it. Tap, put a +1/+1 counter on target creature. So there's a mechanic, the Simic mechanic in Dissension is called Graft. They're cards that come with +1/+1 counters on them, and then you can move them to other cards. I think this started as a graft card, and then it just became easier, instead of trying to do graft, just, you know, it was splashy, and it was a rare legendary creature, so we just changed it, instead of having graft, it could tap to put counters on things. I think the earliest version of this card also got all abilities of cards, but it turned out you can't just get all abilities of cards, it gets wonky and causes problems, so it ended up getting all activated abilities, what we could do. I know we keep working on the terminology, we're getting better at finding different ways to copy things, but at the time we made this, it was problematic to copy more than just activated abilities. We have since copied a few other things. But anyway, this is a very popular card, it's a lot of fun, I know a lot of people play this in Commander, and it's a goofy, fun card, from Dissension. Okay, next, Earthen Goo, 2RR, for a 2/2. It's got Trample and Cune of Upkeep, red or green. This is from Cold Snap. So interesting, this card came out after Ravnica, meaning Hybrid existed. Trample, Cune of Upkeep, red or green. Earthen Goo gets +1/+1 for each age counter on it. So as you put Cune of Upkeep counters, age counters is what Cune of Upkeep, but as you pay more, it grows with time. So once again, this is the ooze that gets out of control. But it's interesting to know the Cune of Upkeep, red or green. Ravnica had come out, and Hybrid Mana existed. And we talked about putting Hybrid Mana on this, because that's what it is. But this was a throwback. This was the lost Ice Age set, and Ice Age didn't use that technology. So we chose specifically not to put Hybrid on this. even though that option was available to us. Okay, next, Manaplasm. Okay, this is from Shards of Alara. Manaplasm, 2 and a green ooze, 1/1. When you cast a spell, Manaplasm gets +X/+X until end of turn, where X is that spell's converted mana cost. I made this card. So this must have been on Naya, I think. So Shards of Alara, there's five, the world is split apart into five shards. Each one has three colors, has a color and has two allies, and it's missing the enemies. Naya is the green one where everything's growth has kind of grown wild. So I'm pretty sure this was from Naya. But it's fun. And one of the things we were riffing off, like, obviously oozes want to grow, and how do they grow? And so this is us like, oh, well, it keeps temporarily growing based on when you cast spells. It's just a different play pattern, but it's kind of fun. Okay, next, Bloodhall Ooze from Conflux. 1/1. At the beginning of your upkeep, if you control a black permanent, you may put a +1 counter on Bloodhall Ooze. At the beginning of your upkeep, if you control a green permanent, you may put a +1 counter on Bloodhall Ooze. So the idea here is Conflux was trying to get you to play more colors. In fact, Conflux is trying to play as many colors as possible. But there are a bunch of three color stuff, in the set. So this is one where I'm a red card. It's a red card that gets better if you have a black card and gets better if you have a green card. The reason, by the way, it doesn't say black or green, why it writes it twice, is if you have a black and green card, it gets two counters. That's why it's written out as two different things. And this is just, this was part of a cycle, I believe. We had a bunch of cards that sort of cared about if you have other cards, there's some bonus to it. This was this version of it. They didn't all get bigger, but this was the ooze version. Next, Gluttonous Slime, Conflux. So Gluttonous Slime, 2 and a green, creature ooze, flash, devour 1. As this enters the battlefield, you may sacrifice any number of creatures. This creature enters the battlefield with that many +1/+1 counters on it. So it's a 2/2. Okay, so devour was the mechanic for Grixis, which was the black, black and its two allies, so blue, black, red. And we went through a lot of testing to try to figure out what was supposed to be... Oh, is that Grixis or that Jund? No, it was Jund, because Grixis was on Earth. Grixis was on Earth. So it was the Jund mechanic. So Jund is base red, so red, green, and black. And anyway, Jund was sort of survival of the fittest shard. And once again, like I said... we like the idea of this, that oozes can somehow get bigger. And so this is something where, well, the ooze can come and eat things and it gets bigger. Note that it has flash, so you can sort of surprise people and eat things and make a really big ooze to block. Okay, next. Acidic Slime. 3 green, green. This is from Magic 2010. 3 green, green. Ooze, 2/2. It has death touch. And when Acidic Slime enters the battlefield, destroy target artifact, enchantment, or land. So we had already made, green already had the effect of destroy target non-creature. Sometimes we spelled it out and sometimes we non-creature. At the time it didn't matter because Planeswalkers wasn't in card type yet. But green can destroy creatures, but it can destroy artifacts, enchantments, and lands. The idea of this card was, this was made for Magic 2010. That's the set where we kind of revamped the core set, added new cards to the core set for the first time since Alpha. And they really were trying to make a... They wanted to do a lot of top-down stuff. So the goal here was, how do you do a top-down ooze that doesn't... that's not too complicated and doesn't use +1/+1 counters? So the idea is, well, it's an ooze, so it's got death touch. It kills you if it touches you. And it can destroy something, so it can eat something when it comes into play. So this card has seen a lot of reprints. It's a pretty fun card. And like I said, it's the first ooze that... It's probably the simplest ooze we made, at least up to that point. Okay, Metodic Slime from Magic 2011. Four and a green creature ooze, 4/4. When Metodic Slime dies, create 2/2 green ooze creature tokens. They have, when this creature dies, create 2/1/1 green ooze creature tokens. So this card was inspired by a card in the Star Wars trading card game. It was a game that Richard had created. I was on the design team with Richard that made the game. And anyway, there was a card made in, I think, The Empire Strikes Back called, like, Meteor Storm. And basically what it was it was one big meteor that, when destroyed, broke into two small meteors. And when those were destroyed, broke into even smaller meteors. And we just liked it. I think I'm the one that brought it. I think I made this card. But it's like, oh, I like this card in Star Wars. So That would be if I, one of these days, maybe we'll do some trivia where cards inspired by not Magic and where they came from. But this card was inspired by Star Wars, the trading card game. Okay, next. Necrotic Ooze from Scars of Mirrodin. So 2BB for a 4/3. As long as Necrotic Ooze is on the battlefield, it has all activated abilities of all creature cards in all graveyards. Okay, so I definitely made this card. I remember making this card. I liked the idea of something that sort of fed off the dead. I think when I originally made this, I didn't make it as an ooze to start with. I think creative change... Like, I made the card, and I love oozes, but I don't think I made it as an ooze. I think I made it as a wizard or something. But anyway, it ended up being... turned into a ooze, but it's a fun card, and I really like, once again, note, it doesn't copy everything, because the Black Border rules have issue with that, but it copies all the activated abilities. Okay, next is Scavenging Ooze from Commander 2011. So Scavenging Ooze is 1 green for a 2/2, green, exile target card from a graveyard. If it was a creature card, put a plus counter on Scavenging Ooze and you gain 1 life. So this was made for Commander set. My assumption is there was some graveyard mechanic going on, and they needed to answer the graveyard mechanic, and this was a clever answer to that. That's my guess of how it was made. But it is a cute card that sort of eats dead things and grows bigger, so the flavor's pretty cool. I like it. Okay, next. The Mimeoplasm. The Mimeoplasm costs 2BB, green, and blue. It's a legendary creature. It's a ooze, obviously. 0/0. As a Mimeoplasm enters the battlefield, you may exile 2 creature cards from graveyards. If you do, it enters the battlefield as a copy of one of those cards with a number of additional plus one counters on it equal to the power of the other card. This is a very popular commander. I think it was made by Ken Nagel. And I believe it was set on the world of Miraganda. Which is like our prehistoric world that we has shown up in. It showed up originally in Future Sight, and I think it showed up in Plane Chase. But anyway, this card I think is set there. And anyway, everyone loves the ooze with the dinosaur for the hand, so that's why I think it's beloved. And it's a really cool card. Okay, how are we doing on cards here? It's taking longer than I expected to talk about oozes. I've got through. Okay, let's zoom along here. I'm going to speed up. Predator Ooze, Dark Ascension, Predator Ooze, green, green, green. It's a 1/1 indestructible. When Predator Ooze attacks, put a +1 counter on it. When a creature dealt damage by Predator Ooze this turn dies, put a +1 counter on Predator Ooze. I originally made it for Innistrad. I got pushed back to Dark Ascension, but I led both teams, so I pushed it back to myself. Anyway, this was top down the blob. I just wanted the blob, so this is us doing the blob. We're in Horror World, so I did the blob, which is a movie monster that is an ooze. Next, from Return to Ravnica, Goblin Ooze, 4 green for 3/3. Green, sacrifice another creature, put a +1/+ counter on Goblin Ooze. This was designed because, it's a cross, but, like, one of the things we try to do on monocolor cards is make sure they fit different, archetypes. And so, I believe the fact that it could sacrifice creatures worked well with Golgari. And then the fact that it got bigger... I don't remember all the mechanics, but this was designed to overlap 2 guilds. It was made both for one thing cared about big creatures and one thing cared about sacrifice and graveyard. So this sort of overlapped those 2 things. Okay, I'm going a little faster since I realize I'm trying to get done. Okay, Experiment 1. This is from Gatecrash. Green for a 1/1, Evolve. Remove 2+1 counters from Experiment 1, regenerate Experiment 1. So Evolve was a mechanic that Ethan Fleischer designed. In the second great designer search, they had to design their own worlds, and his major mechanic was Evolve. They were making the same world from week to week, so we gave a lot of notes. And Evolve evolved a bit from all our notes, but it ended up being a really cool mechanic. I knew I wanted to do it. And so when I had Gatecrash, and I knew I had Simic, I knew it was perfect for Simic. Day one, I think Evolve was on it. And then this one, we wanted it to have some means by which you could use the counters. And so we ended up doing regeneration, because regeneration was still a thing back then. We don't do regeneration anymore. Inexorable Blob from Shadows Over Innistrad. 2 green for a 3/3. Delirium. Whenever an Inexorable Blob attacks, if there are 4 more card types among cards in your graveyard, create a 3/3 green ooze creature that's tapped and attacking. So this is the first ooze that starts replicating itself. You'll see We did have the one that was a four that broke into twos and broke into ones. But this is the first one where, like, it makes a copy of itself. You'll see this pops up a few more times. But the idea of oozes splitting, and now you have two oozes, is a trope we hadn't done before. So we did it here. Okay, next. Handware, the writhing township. So it is a... Oh, is it the backside? It is the backside. Oh, that's funny. You just showed me the backside. So it's from... hold on a second. Let's see if I can... I'm going to search real quickly for Hanweir. Okay, well, show me if I go here. No, it's not. Oh, was it not? Oh, I'm sorry. Maybe it's not. I'm thinking of the backside. Maybe it's not a backside. Is it just... No, it is. It's the backside of a double face card. So the backside is Hanweir, the Writhing Township, legendary creature, Eldrazi Ooze, 7/4, Trample Haste. Whenever Hanweir, the Writhing Township, attacks, create 2/3/2 colorless Eldrazi Horror creature tokens that are tapped and attacking. So this starts as a town that turns into an Eldrazi monster. So hold on a second. So I'm going to put Hanweir. Oh, yeah, Hanweir. Is it Hanweir Battlements? No. I'm not sure. Okay, so this is the back side of a double face card. I don't have access to the front side. But anyway, the flavor we wanted to go to is get really... the whole flavor here was Eladrami had come or was drawn there by Nahiri, and it was warping and changing the world, and the idea that this whole town itself morphed into this monster, this Eldrazi ooze, was... Anyway, it was kind of cool. Okay, Spitting Slime. Okay, from Conspiracy, Take the Crown, the second Conspiracy. 3 green-green, 3/3, 4 green-green, Monstrosity, 3. So if this creature isn't monstrous, put 3+1 counters on it, and it becomes monstrous. So it's a 3/3 that can turn into a 6/6. When Spitting Mind becomes monstrous, create a token that's a copy of Spitting Slime. So obviously, we're now getting the path of slime starting to copy themselves. So the idea here is... that it's a 3/3 becomes a 6/6, but when it becomes a 6/6, it makes a new small 3/3 that can keep sort of replicating itself, which is quite cute. Corrosive Ooze. This is from Dominaria. Corrosive Ooze, 1 green, 2/2. When Corrosive Ooze it blocks or becomes blocked by an equipped creature, destroy all equipment attached to that creature at end of combat. Once again, like I said, oozes have a butt. Like, sometimes they grow, sometimes they split, sometimes they destroy things. This is playing into that sort of corrosive thing, but... You see, oozes definitely have a bunch of places to play, but it's fun watching what we do with them. Okay, next, from Commander 2010, Ravenous Slime, 2 and a green, 1/1. Ravenous Slime can't be blocked by a creature with power 2 or less, what R&D calls Daunt. That's our nickname for it. If a creature an opponent controls would die, instead exile it and put a number of +1/+1 counters equal to the creature's power on Ravenous Slime. So the idea here is it eats anything that dies and sort of gets bigger. And then... Trample, we use Daunt in places where Trample's a little too much, so Daunt makes it harder to trample lock with small things, which is what this card kind of wants bigger things to die so it can sort of eat them. But this is another in the eat and get bigger sort of slimes. Next, Biogenic Ooze from Ravnica Allegiance. So Biogenic Ooze is 3 green-green, it's a 2/2. When Biogenic Ooze enters the battlefield, create a 2/2 green ooze creature token. At the beginning of your end step, put a +1/+1 counter on each ooze you control. 1 green-green-green, so 4 mana total, 3 which is green, create a 2/2 green ooze creature token. So the idea is... So this came about because I said to Sam when I had... I realized that I had twice worked on sets that had Simic on it and it had not made an Ooze Lord. And like, if ever there was a place for an Ooze Lord, I love oozes. So when I handed the set over to Sam, I led the vision design. Sam led the set design. I said, Sam, I ask one thing. Please, please, please make an Ooze Lord. I put one in the file. I'm not saying you don't need to make the one I made. Just please have an Ooze Lord. And so he is kind of the one he riffed off my version. My version... This is close to my version, but he riffed on it and made it better. But the idea is it sort of makes oozes and the oozes keep growing. And the idea also is it puts counters on not just its ooze tokens, but all oozes. So if you play it with, you play it as an ooze lord, it's good for your oozes because it makes them better. And most oozes are already built in the fact they get bigger, so that the +1 counters mean something to them. So it works well. But anyway, I'm happy we finally got an ooze lord. Prime Speaker Vanifar, also from Ravnica Allegiance. So it's an elf ooze wizard. So we've had ooze mutants, but this is the first elf ooze wizard. I'm not sure why they're in that order. So 2/4, and she's a legendary creature. Tap, sacrifice another creature. Search your library for a creature card with converted mana cost equal to 1 plus the sacrificed creature's converted mana cost. Put the card onto the battlefield. Then shuffle your library. Activate the ability only anytime you can cast a sorcery. It's interesting. This card, I don't think, was made to be an ooze. Like, this card was made to be a creature version of an artifact that people like. I think it got made an ooze in creative, just because it's kind of funny that, well, she's part elf, part what, you know, because we're talking Simic. And I think the ooze was, because it grows and changes, it felt oozy. So that's why I think she was an ooze. This is also another fun commander. Okay, next. Umori the Collector from Ikoria, Lair of the Behemoths. 2, hybrid black or green, legendary creature, ooze. It's a companion. Each non-land card in your starting deck shares a card type. If this card is your chosen companion, you may put it into your hand from outside the game for 3 anytime you can cast a sorcery. That's obviously with Theorata. As Umori the Collector enters the battlefield, choose a card type. Spells you cast of the chosen card type cost 1 less to cast, and it's a 4/5. So this was one of our... We had 10 companions in Ikoria. I think, once again, we just wanted to make fun. Like, the whole flavor of the companions was you got a little beast buddy that you and your monster are fighting together. And I think, yeah, so this one was playing around with the idea that you picked a card type and everything's that card type. And then it got spell reduction of that card type. So the reason that what companions like to do is say, here's a restriction, build your deck around it, but then we'll help you for having done that. And then they're all hybrid because the whole cycle is hybrid. So they're all 2-color hybrid. It's a 10-color pair of which every hybrid pair is done. Okay, finally, the last ooze from Zendikar Rising. So we finished up with Zendikar Rising. So 2 and a green, 2/2. When Orin Reef Ooze enters the battlefield, put a +1 counter on target creature you control. When Orin Reef Ooze attacks, put a +1 counter on each attacking creature with a +1/+1 counter on it. So this one's a little weird in that it can grow. Obviously, you can put it on itself, and every time it attacks, it gets bigger. But instead of putting it on itself, you can put it on something else and make that get bigger. So this is a little bit different. It's an ooze that can share its ooziness with other things. But anyway, that is my final. I managed to fit in all 32 oozes. So I do love oozes. I don't know why it's a creature type I like so much. Like I said, I've made a lot of oozes. A lot of oozes today. I made a number of these oozes, but it was fun to see. So anyway, I hope you guys enjoyed my ooze fest. One of the things that I can do when I'm home, what I can't do on the road just as easily, is I can open up a database and look at all stuff, and it's easy for me to do podcasts, a little easier for me to do podcasts like this. So anyway, I hope you guys enjoyed it, and if you'd like to see me cover a different subset, let me know. What else would you like? This is oozes. What other subsets would you like me to cover? Anyway, I now see my desk. So we all know what that means. It means the end of my drive to work. So instead of talking magic, it's time for me to be making magic. I'll see you guys next time. Bye-bye.